Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports.
This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
All right, good evening on this Thursday night with the Primetime Sports Team, two-thirds version. Clark Blair here with Danny Brewer. Rod Edwards is down, and Ezell Harding, Danny, with the award-winning Brian Barrett and John Dinkins.
Award-winning. You know, how long before Rod will be award-winning? I mean, I think he's on the right path. At least he's hanging out with some more award winners tonight, right?
You are who you hang around.
There you go.
That's who you hang around.
That's what you tell your kids at school, right?
That's exactly right. Hey, it is a short version because countdown to kickoff comes on in about 50 or so minutes. And then, like I said, Brian, John, and Rod will be calling the Ezell Harding versus Middle Tennessee Cougars football game tonight on Thursday. There's actually quite a few games tonight. Smyrna's at Cane Ridge. Danny's going to head down there as soon as he can get out of this show tonight. Webb's over at PCA, Cornerville at Eagleville, and of course, like we said, Ezell Harding at Middle Tennessee Christian. We'll get to all that in a minute. First of all, a little commercial. As always, thank you to our sponsors, Ideas Tees. It's the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, by all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise for Raider Tees. Basketball season's coming up soon, folks. For Blue Raider Tees, polos, hats, and more, visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ideas Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at ideastees.com.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
Whether you have a quarter acre or several, Las Casas Feed Supply has premium feeds and dog foods you can't find in box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Las Casas Feed.
Plus, every Saturday morning, they have a local producer-only farmer's market with fresh vegetables, beef, pork, and more.
Customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Family-owned and operated by Coy and Jennifer Young, Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Las Casas.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service. From personal tax preparation to business bookkeeping, payroll, and taxes, at Craig's Tax Service, our staff is here to help.
Get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
As a former Siegel Star football player, I know the importance of the high school sports experience. Good luck to all county student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Dr. Automotive is the cure for your car. Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASE-certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here, and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com. 615-220-0971. Just ask for Danny.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day.
I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the law offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
Come see me, Rick Hall, at Rayburn Insurance in downtown Smyrna today.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. Primetime Sports, Clark Blair, Danny Brewer. Danny Brewer's keeping me straight, straight and narrow. Middle Tennessee Christian is at home tonight, as Danny told me. Senior night, big night for Eli Wilson. Talking about him off during the commercial. Boy is running wild.
I'm telling you, if the Smyrna game hadn't got rescheduled, I was going to go there and watch this kid because 15 yards a carry, I think, is what he averages. You know, that's like, I need to see that. I want to see that. You know, like I said, a kid that can do that kind of stuff. So, no, he has been a very special player. He has put up some huge numbers this year. And I think he's maybe nominated for Mr. Football, or they're trying to get him nominated for Mr. Football. Okay. Because if you're averaging 15 yards a carry, I mean, he's got more than like two carries, you know. I mean, he's got, I don't know how many carries he has, but he's got substantial amount of carries, and to average 15 yards a carry, that is a huge statement at any level.
23 touchdowns this year for Eli Wilson, so he's not just running, he's running into the end zone quite a bit. Want to get some shout-outs first of all tonight. Girls soccer. We talked a little bit last week about Siegel and Oakland moving on to the sectionals. Unfortunately, it's the Siegel Stars. The ladies lost in the sectional games. Oakland won their sectional, made it to the state tournament, but they lost their game on Wednesday to Ravenwood 2-1. So congratulations to both those teams. Oakland finished the season at 15-2-1. That was a 15-game winning streak, and they were the district and regional tournament winners. So soccer season ending for some folks. Cross country is still continuing, though, for others. The Siegel boys and the Siegel girls both won Region 4 AAA championships this week down in Manchester. Danny, are you a runner?
No, I'm a swimmer.
He's got a swimming shirt on. I don't run either. You know, put a ball in my hand when I was a kid, I could run all day long up down the court. Coach took the balls away, put us on the line for suicides. I just couldn't run anymore.
I'm with you. 94 feet was about the way I wanted. That's about as far as I wanted to run was 94 feet.
Oh, man. But, hey, Siegel, boys and girls again, cross-country champions, second, third place. Also in the region, local teams, it was Rockville second in boys and girls, and then Blackman third in boys and girls. All three teams, they're going to head to Hendersonville and Sanders Ferry Park coming up for the state championship. Also, the Central Magnet boys took their region title in 4AAA meet while the girls finished third. So all you crazy kids who like to run, you just keep on doing it. Just don't ask me. And then finally, a friend I found out of mine that I know pretty well and you know really well. I want to give a shout out to our friend Keith Young. He has been honored as one of the 10 23-24 TSSAA Distinguished Service Award winners. I met Keith way back in the day when he was at Central, when it was Central Middle, and he coached there. Coached a kid named Eric Locke, who's a pretty good football player.
Pretty doggone good.
Also coached and worked with Brent Stockstill.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty another, good no, little no, football player.
Another so pretty good one.
When Central was Middle was the only team in town, they
loaded.
All the time.
Loaded. Football and basketball, just flat loaded. I mean, you know, it's like when you saw those kids play basketball especially, it's like you're playing a high school team. You know, when you're a middle school team, it's like you're playing a high school team. They had kids that could dunk and stuff. I mean, like I said, they had a – and the reason I know that is I had an AAU basketball team with some of the Smyrna boys, and we played against a team that was mostly the central middle players, and it was like, whoa, wait a minute. Let's check some birth certificates, because, man, these kids are huge, and, man, they play like pros. You know, like I said, really impressive. So, Keith Young, man, that's great. That's fantastic, because, you know, I've known Keith for a long, long time, and super guy, very dedicated, and very deserving. I can say that, very deserving.
Very deserving. He's currently assistant principal down at Stewart's Creek. His family was big in athletics when he grew up. He's been around all his lives, either coaching or helping or supporting kids. So good job, buddy. Congratulations on that honor. If you're a sports junkie kind of person, it is your time of year. Everything right now is happening. Some things, again, are winding down. Some things are getting started. If you're a football fan, you're in the middle of 48 straight days of football that started back in the beginning of October and runs through November 21st. Every day you can find a football game.
48 straight days. You know, and that's one of those things where people in the summertime, those who are really, really big football heads in the summertime, they get kind of hard up. Well, now is their time, right? Now is their time. 48 straight days, that's pretty strong.
All the way until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You get football, and then we'll take a day off to rest and get your stomach ready for Thanksgiving and all the football that day. Also, if you care in the sports world, the NHL has started. I couldn't name you a couple of Preds. They're 3-4 on the season, by the way. They started off. NBA has started this week. My Celtics won last night. I was glad to see that. Of course, college basketball. MTSU is coming up the 6th. They have a doubleheader at home.
Doubleheader home, all right.
You don't get that very often. The women play Monday, November 6th against Northern Kentucky, the men, and then the women play Memphis. So two games coming up. I mean, it's just sports nirvana for people.
Sports cornucopia. I mean, it really is. The Horn of Plenty, it now is a wonderful, wonderful time of year.
So if you're a baseball fan, Danny, we've talked about this the last few weeks. You got the number 5 Rangers and the number 6 Diamondbacks, both wild card teams, starting in the World Series. I'm not sure the TV networks are excited about it, but I know the people out west are.
Do you know, can you name any Diamondbacks fans? Do you know anybody that you can say, hey, that guy's an Arizona Diamondbacks fan? Do you know anybody?
No. No.
Because I knew a couple Phillies fans. I do know a couple Phillies fans. I was kind of rooting for the Phillies to get there because I do know a couple of Phillies fans. And, I don't know if I know any Texas Rangers fans or not,
nope.
You know?
Nope. So all us folks around here, all we care about is free agency. Free agency starts 5 days after whenever the World Series concludes. So the World Series starts up this weekend, and then we've talked about Sonny. So 5 days after the World Series, and I bet Sonny's a day one free agent pickup from somebody.
Well, if they're smart and you know, if they got the coffers, you know, I mean, like I said, Sonny Gray – on any given day is as good as any right-handed pitcher in the game today, and I can say that with confidence.
I think the boy's going to get paid. I hope he just picks where he wants to go. All right, picking where you want to go. Now, this may take us into the break, and we'll come back and talk about it. Did Kevin Byard have a pick in where he wanted to go? I was shocked. When that came across my phone, I was like, the mayor of Murfreesboro is on the move. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't follow the NFL very closely, but I also was a little bit surprised when I heard that.
Well,
and a little disappointed. I can say that. I'm a little disappointed.
To the Eagles. We've already sent them one of our best players. You took one, and now we're giving them another one. I cannot believe it. So Armoni Hooker admitted, he said the aftermath of the trade of Kevin Byard on Monday did not play well inside the locker room. He was shipped to the Eagles Monday in exchange for a safety and a pair of day 3 draft picks. Now, I am not an NFL GM by any means. There's not a lot to choose on day 3 in the draft.
Very curious about that, my doggone self. I'm not an NFL guru either, but the thing about it is I'm not sure about that. I thought number 1 pick, number 2 pick, something like that. I mean, for Kevin Byard, I mean, all pro, am I right about that?
All pro. I just don't understand the value there.
I'm not sure, man.
We're stocking up on draft picks. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to stock up on a couple of commercials. When we come back, we'll talk a little more Titans news right after this.
rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Meet Little Caesar's Thin Crust Pizza with toppings all the way to the edge and a crispy crust.
I love you, Cindy.
Sorry, but that commercial voice guy was right. I only love thin crust.
Ouch, Billy. Put on your fancy pants and sashay into Little Caesar's for the Fanceroni Pepperoni. With over 100 crispy old-world pepperoni and cheesy crust edge, you'll be saying fancy words like indubitably or crochet. Walk in and walk out for only $9.99.
Little Caesars in Murfreesboro on Memorial, Warrior Drive, South Rutherford, and Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They tell you what to do. They walk you through it. It's been my experience that what I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
Visit our website at parksauction.com.
Parks Auction, 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports. Dr. Russell McKissick of Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance talks about the grassroots effort in our local schools to ensure proper care for players.
To make sure our teams are covered here locally, be there for our trainers. Yeah, it's a passion that we have to try to take care of our athletes here in town and be there just to keep everybody playing as healthy and as best they can.
From a community standpoint, one of the most important things you do at TOA, I'd guess.
Man, I think it's definitely a way to pay back to our community, just to be there for them and watch some great sports too.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, live your best life.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We were in the midst of talking about the Tennessee Titans and their trade of my favorite Titan right now, along with Derrick Henry, is Kevin Byard. We got a couple of picks. Coach Vrabel said it was a business decision to try and acquire more draft capital for a team that has plenty of holes, and now they have 8 picks in 2024. But based on previous Titan draft picks, that doesn't make me feel any better, Danny.
Well, I can understand that. You know, they've drafted well a few times, but they've drafted not so well more than a few times. So the thing about it is, when you're drafting, it's kind of a crapshoot. You know, you don't know. You know, when you think about some players, Vince Young, that was a Titans draft pick, right?
Swung and missed. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, and you thought when you see this kid in college, like, hey, he's an all-star, but you didn't realize that he really just – the NFL was a little bit over his head. No offense to Vince Young, great athlete, fantastic college player, just not a good pro player. So I think that, you know, when you're rolling the dice like that with the draft picks – that's a little bit, you know, I don't know. The more sure thing to me is how some of these teams build the NFL, and this is part of that business decision that you just talked about, is creating cap room so you can go on the free agent market and you can get proven players.
Absolutely.
And I think that would be far more important, is to get the proven players. And maybe that's why they got the low round draft picks, you know, because, like I said, I thought maybe number two pick, something, you know? I mean, he's Kevin Byard. I mean, come on. Of course, I'm a little biased because he's an MTSU boy, and he's one of the few Titans that I really knew, but it's because he's been really, really good, you know? So, disappointing as a for some Titans fans, especially me that's not a Titans fan.
Well, the question now becomes, are the Titans through making deals with the tread? Yeah, I'm treading on just aggravation when I guess I'm treading on. Trade deadline being on Halloween and seeing if any other Titans are on the block. Of course, we've got a lot of people with contracts to talk about. Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, if they can get anything for him, if he's healthy. I'm really worried about the defensive side again. Danico Autry, Tart, Fulton. And then, of course, some people are talking about DeAndre Hopkins, who we just picked up. But I think once you start opening we're for sale market, the vultures start coming and seeing what you can get.
Well, and is it going to be a fire sale? That's the question. You know, how far do they want to go? How deep do they need to get into other people's pockets? You know, because to me, the way – this is how NFL is transformed now is through the free agent market. That's how you build your team. It's not through the draft picks. I mean, the draft picks are important, don't get me wrong. But I've said this many times before. It can be outhouse to penthouse in 1 year with the free agent market the way it is, the way the league is structured nowadays. You can go from last to Super Bowl or Super Bowl contender at least in one season because of how things are structured. And, you know, I think the key to that would be creating cap room. And I don't know what Derrick Henry makes, but, I mean, there's no way that I would trade him. But, you know, I'm just a little old guy on a radio talk show here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. What do I know? But there's no way that I would trade Derrick Henry because he is the meat and potatoes of that offense.
Have you ever watched the movie Moneyball, that baseball movie? Mm-hmm.
Yep, sure have.
That's what I just envision happening. They're GMs calling each other, hey, what about Henry? Hey, what about Tannehill? What you want for him? What are you giving me for him? You know, all this kind of stuff. You know what's going on.
It is. It absolutely is. And if somebody can swoop in there and make what they think is a sweetheart deal and the Titans feel good about it, then Derrick Henry will be gone because it is a business. And that's one of the things that, you know, I don't necessarily like about the NFL. I understand because there's so much money involved, but it can destroy a little bit of the fabric of the game because of the money.
Well, you're asking players to buy in to the team concept. And when you start trading players, I think that tears that fabric apart.
Well, no doubt about it, because it's like, what's our commitment here? Do we want to win, or are we just, you know, and have we given up on the season? I mean, at 2-4, I don't think you throw up the white flag. I don't. There's too many games left to play. There's too many things that can happen. It's a long season. It's a marathon race. And at 2-4, I don't think that's the time to throw up the white flag.
They got Atlanta at home on Sunday, a winnable game. Atlanta is about a 2.5-point favorite. Then they go on the road to Pittsburgh, to Tampa Bay, to Jacksonville. I don't feel good about any of those, to be honest. I think this Atlanta game, if they lose it, my prediction is the for sale signs are coming out. They win, they may hold a little bit. I still think one of those guys on that list is gone regardless. But if we lose Sunday, folks, and we come back next Thursday, I may say I'm right. They may open the for sale sign, and a lot of these guys are gone, because you go 2-5 with those three on the road, you're 2-8, you're done. Season's over. Everybody knows it. So we'll see. We'll see. Not very happy. My son was not happy. It is throwback jersey Sunday for the Titans, the old Oilers jersey. So what did I get him? I got him a Kevin Byard jersey.
Did you
so
now?
He has a throwback Kevin Byard jersey that Kevin Byard himself will never wear.
I'll be dogged. You know, I wonder, you've gotten him like a Dan Pastorini or an Earl Campbell or somebody like that, you know, some of the real Oilers.
Some of the real old ones,
Elvin,
yeah.
Bethea, you know.
But he liked Byard just like I did, because he goes to MTSU. Byard went to MTSU, like you said, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hometown boy.
Yeah, hometown guy.
There's no telling how many Byard throwbacks were sold.
Oh, a ton of them, I'm sure. Billy White Shoes Johnson. That's what you should have got him, a Billy White Shoes Johnson jersey.
I kind of like your Pastorini references, to be honest. All right, speaking of Pastorini, that made me think of pasture, which makes me think of horses, which makes me think of you're getting ready to go here pretty soon.
Breeders' Cup next Friday and Saturday. You know, the thing about it is, you mentioned that this is a wonderful time for sports. It's a cornucopia. The Breeders' Cup is coming up next week in World Thoroughbred Championships. This is the best of the best. You know, I get chicken skin when I start talking about it. You see all of the heavyweights lining up. It's wonderful not only for the competition, but also for the speculating aspect of it, because, you know, I wrote a story about a horse, pretty mischievous. She's going to be running the distaff, trained by my buddy Brendan Walsh. She won the Kentucky Oaks, and she won the Acorn Stakes, and she won the Test. She will likely be, or I hope she's 10 or 15 to 1, and she's Kentucky Oaks champion. Why? Because the depth of talent in these fields, you know, so that's the way all the races are. So it's fantastic because the competition is so rich that, you know, if you're guessing right, you can make some really good money. And just like I said, just to see the pageantry and just the competition and the level of it all is wonderful. So the Breeders' Cup, to me, is the single greatest sporting event on earth because of the magnitude of the competition and everybody coming together. And it really is a world championship because Japan, they'll be bringing some good horses over. You got the British guys. You got the Saudis. There's going to be a lot of people over there, a lot of people from a lot of different countries there competing all on the national stage.
With a lot of money, because if you're bringing horses from there, you're bringing the money with you.
Lots of money. Yeah, that's the whole thing. I think there's no race in the Breeders' Cup that's worth less than $1 million. The Breeders' Cup Classic is worth $6 million. So, yeah, they're running for a lot of money. That's why that's what brings the best, because you got that money. You know, it's just like with the Titans. You know, if they want some studs, they're going to throw a little money out there. And that's what they're trying to do, is, I think, gather that money to lure some of those horses in.
Trying to get a little younger, trying to get a little better. So, I hope so. I'm tired of losing. You know, that since then, I go back, my son and I were talking about that Cincinnati loss in the playoffs, it just seems to put a dent in the Titans ever since that's occurred. So, all right, I'll get off the Titans for a minute just because – might as well. Let's move to college real quick. MTSU, they're off. They got four games left. They got to win four games. They're 2-6. If we want to get to a bowl game, that doesn't start again until November. They're off this weekend. Vandy and Ole Miss. Vandy has nothing to play for except for pride. That's tough when you're at a point really kind of not even two-thirds of the way through your season, Danny, and it's over.
Well, you know, I think that you touched on a very valuable point when you said play for pride. Realistically, that's what it's all about. Every week that you suit up, it's another challenge, and it's another opportunity to compete. So I think that sometimes what the playoff system has done has created this lack of value to some of these games, you know. And I don't think – and, you know, the bowl games with all the money, that's kind of done some of the same stuff. It creates a lack of value. But I can say this. When those Vandy boys put on those suits and they go down there to Ole Miss, because are they playing at Ole Miss?
I don't know if it's at Ole Miss or Vanderbilt. It is at Ole Miss.
So when they go down there to the Grove and they suit up, that's something they can take with them the rest of their life. If they go down there and beat Ole Miss, because Ole Miss is ranked, right? I mean, you know, they're pretty doggone good.
They're a good team.
Yeah. So if they can go down there and win – man, that's something they can take with them the rest of their lives. So don't think that they don't have anything to play for, because they still got a lot to play for.
All right, my other team's got something to play for, but we only played a half a game last week. But we'll hold that thought until after this break. When we come back, we're going to talk Vols.
Convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Pizza. Murfreesboro's favorite pizza is now hiring at all three local locations. That's right. We want you to join the Sir Pizza team. Stop in at our East Main, Veterans Parkway, or Memorial Boulevard locations and let us know how you'd like to join the Sir Pizza family. Also, we've made it even easier to order for carryout or delivery. Just head on over to SirPizzaTN.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk a little Vols, and I mean little, Danny, because I was not in a good place last Saturday in the second half of the game. First half of the game, Vols were up. I felt okay, but we left too many points off the table.
When you play a team like Alabama in their house, you have to capitalize on opportunities. I mean, that's a Nick Saban coach team, generally speaking, does not beat themselves. So if you, when you have those opportunities, you have to cash in.
Second half, Alabama gets the ball, two plays, touchdown. And I was like, uh-oh, we've got to come back and respond. Didn't. Alabama, touchdown. And I said, this could be over. And it was.
It's amazing how momentum can swing, isn't it? Isn't it just amazing when you think about it? So what happened at halftime? What kind of Kool-Aid did they mix up and give to them Bama boys to where they could just turn the tide like they did, you know? I mean, it's pretty amazing how things can turn like that. But it does. It happens all the time. And, you know, the thing about it for Tennessee is you're happy that they could go down there and maybe throw a little bit of a scare into some of those Bama folks, but you just want to play four quarters of football because at this stage, moral victories mean nothing. Just because you played well in the first half, that doesn't mean anything.
No, we've got to get past the moral victories if we want to get to where we want to be as a fan base and as the Tennessee Vol program. People want to complain about the refs. Yeah, you can complain about the refs. I complain about the refs, but Danny just said it. You got to play for four quarters. Alabama scored. You got to come back. They punch you in the mouth. You got to punch them back. There was just no punch. They're on the road this Saturday going to Kentucky. Kentucky's had the week off, and Kentucky would give anything. I hope Tennessee knows this. Would give anything to beat Tennessee.
Do they still have the beer barrel? Do you know that? Do they still? Because, you know, for many,
have
many
it,
years.
Yes, give it out, no.
Because for many, many years, it was the beer barrel game. Because I remember, actually, I've got pictures of it somewhere at home in my massive amount of photos that I used to take of the beer barrel, because you know they would have the year on it, and half of it was orange, half of it was blue, and you know whoever won got to keep it on the sidelines. It stayed on the Tennessee sideline for a long time, long time. And so I think that hopefully Tennessee will understand the importance of the beer barrel game for many reasons.
All the beer barrels are up in the stands these days. They don't have it with the kids out on the field anymore. All right, let's move to high school. Very quickly, lots to talk about. Last week, you saw probably one of the best games. You saw your Dogs come from behind in Antioch.
It was another thrilling football game. That's 3 weeks in a row that Smyrna has been involved with games that weren't decided until the final minute. And they've been victorious in all three of those. So that's good for Smyrna fans. A little, a little hard on the heart a little bit sometimes, but very good, very entertaining. And, you know, Smyrna found a way. Their quarterback, Austin Morris, I'm going to give a huge shout out to him because the kid flat played. Not only making big throws, but running the ball too, because, you know, they had Thomas Jones in the back field there, and when Thomas Jones, we know what kind of electrifying player he is. He had two fourth quarter touchdowns that scored the game winning touchdown, as a matter of fact. But what Thomas Jones would do is Morris would do that quarterback read, and he was pulling it. First half he was getting it to Jones every time, So Antioch was biting, and that was how Smyrna got a couple of big drive, one of the big drives for a touchdown. Morris was key in his runs with his feet. So hats off to Austin Morris. It was a fantastic football game. Smyrna had every chance to throw in the towel, and they refused to do that and come out victorious. Very, very good win for Smyrna.
Very good win. You mentioned Thomas Jones. He said, we've been doing the same thing we've been doing all season. We're just finally getting it all together. You agree?
I think that to a certain degree, yes, that is true. The offensive line has found a way to get better. I think that defensively they've been pretty good the entire season. You know, I think they've been pretty good the entire season. But offensively, they're figuring some things out. The passing game has gotten a lot better in the last 5 weeks for sure.
Smyrna's at Cane Ridge tonight.
Cane Ridge tonight, yep.
You're going to head that way in a little bit. Smyrna's number one, can't be number two. I won't finish the cheer. But, hey, they've got it locked up. They'll play the loser of next week's, or I guess next week's is tomorrow night, Summit Independence game at home. Coach Williams is excited about that, but also knows not to take that for granted that they're playing at home. He, you know, after the 0-4 start, I know he's pleased with where his Bulldogs are at. Other big game that surprised me last week was Rockville-Blackman. Rockville down, scores, onside kick, gets it, scores, wins 27-22 over Blackman. I was floored when that happened, when I saw the score.
Well, the thing about what makes that kind of amazing, too, is that was a second-string kicker that executed the onside kick for Rockville. So another kid stepping up. You know, we talked about Vandy and pride. That's why I love high school football, because that's what a lot of this is about, is pride. You know, you're representing your school colors. You're wanting to beat your neighborhood rival, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think that Rockville has got a pretty doggone good football team. They just haven't been able to put all the pieces to the puzzle together. Tomorrow night against Siegel, you know, hey, if they come out and they short, I mean, they might could win a game or two in the playoffs. I mean, or maybe even more. Who knows?
Well, let's talk Classic Say Region 3, Danny, since you said that. Obviously, we'll get to it right here at the end of that last 4 minutes. Oakland, Riverdale, Battle of the Borough, that's first or second, and that's sewed up. Third and fourth place, though, it's a lot of Siegel, Rockville scenarios. Blackman's got to win, and I think they will at Coffee County. And they need Rockville to win. If Siegel wins, Blackman is out of the playoffs.
I think that they're even though they got beat by Rockville, they're big Rockville fans this week because they need that to happen. Of course, you know, the thing about Black, if you're Blackman, you have to concentrate on Blackman. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing, because if they don't win, it doesn't matter. They have got to win their football game. And they need to go to Coffee County, because I think Coffee County they got some size. And I think they put some points on the board last week.
They did. They won last week. So
you know, you can't take anyone for granted this time of year. You have to concentrate on the task at hand. And so, you know, yes, if you're Blackman, you're a Rockville fan, but you got to worry about Blackman first.
Webb is at PCA tonight. PCA again, first season. Congratulations to them. They're in the playoffs. They're sitting at number three in their group, and they'll stay there. Cornersville at Eagleville tonight. Huge game for Eagleville. If we win tonight, Eagles are in. If they lose tonight, they're going to need a lot of help. They've got to stop the kid from Cornersville, who is a Mr. Football candidate there. Big game there. And we've talked about already a little bit. Ezell Harding playing at Middle Tennessee Christian, coming up here in about 22 minutes. All right, tomorrow night, we've already mentioned Coffee County at Blackman. Big game for them. Antioch at Laverne. Laverne's the only school in the county. They're out of the playoffs. They're playing for pride. I think that would, you know, be good icing on the cake if they could beat Antioch at home on senior night. McGavick is at Stewart's Creek. That should be a an easy win for Stewart's Creek. They are in the playoffs, most likely in the third spot. And a lot of things up for grabs there. We've already mentioned Smyrna being number one, most likely playing either Summit or Independence. Stewart's Creek, they come in third, will probably most likely face Ravenwood or Brentwood on the road, which will not be an easy task at all. The other region that Oakland Riverdale group plays in, Mount Juliet's one, and then you've got a mess between Cookeville, Gallatin, Green Hill, and Lebanon for 2, 3, and 4, which will have to sort itself out. Already mentioned Middle Tennessee Christian is one, PCA is three, And we mentioned the Eagles. They need to win to get that third spot and not rely on other people. You never want to rely on other people to get you in the playoffs.
No, you don't. Like I said, you want to take care of yourself and your business first and foremost. And I know that, you know, when I was with Coach Floyd Walker last Saturday morning on the coaches show, one of the things he said was, hey, we're going to worry about us and make our game plan. We'll start working on our game plan to take care of us, because we'll figure all that stuff out after our game, but we have to take care of us. And he's absolutely right. You know, Floyd's been around the game a few years, I think, and I think he knows what's up as far as that aspect is concerned.
So, big game, like we said, tonight at home. Pick-wise, looking at Pigskin picks for a quick second, Brian Barrett is still leading, two games above myself and Rod, three games above John Dinkins. Danny's been staying true to himself, but he's nine games back.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to start really throwing some stuff out there. Now, let me ask you this. Are you going to go against the grain some to try to make those two games up, or are you going to kind of try to play it close to the vest?
I've got to play it close to the vest. This is the last regular season picks. Then we get to playoffs. Now, playoffs is where it gets interesting, because somebody's going to knock somebody out every night. Being two games out, I'm not ready to go out on a limb yet. All of us are on the train for Middle Tennessee Christian, PCA, Oakland. All of us went with Oakland, which we'll talk about Oakland Riverdale in a minute. Blackman, Antioch, Rockvale, we all went with Rockvale. All went with Smyrna, Stewart's Creek. We all went with the Vols, Ole Miss. The only splits we had is you and I went with the Titans, and I think the Titans will win Sunday. And then John and Brian think Cornersville will beat Eagle. So there's not a lot of wiggle room for picking up games this week. What'll probably happen is we'll split those, and not a lot will occur there. So a lot of playoff scenarios, a lot of people still in it, which is good for Rufford County. If you can get out and see a game tonight or tomorrow night, I would encourage you to do that. When we come back, we're going to finish up with the fastest 4 minutes talking about the Battle of the Borough.
Head over to J. Mullins Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom-designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries, whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northville Boulevard or online at mullinsjewelry.com.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
Renters, when you combine State Farm Auto and Renters Insurance, you will save money. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I'd love to talk to you about combining your auto and renters insurance to help you save. Call me, 615-895-2700.
Your home, your auto, together they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Brentz at Rick's Barbecue, carrying on the Lanning family tradition.
I'm passionate about it, and I have a lot of my dad in me, so I know that I have the same energy and mindset that he does.
It's the best barbecue you'll eat, the smoked chicken out of this world, and those loaded baked potatoes.
That's the biggest potato you can get. They're right at 2 pounds. People ask us that all the time. Like, where do y'all get those potatoes from?
A quick meal, feeding the whole family, or catering, they can do it all at Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back for the fastest 4 minutes. Little spoiler alert. I mentioned all five of us picked the Patriots. And Danny, I think you picked the Patriots until somebody beats the Patriots.
I think that, you know, they have given you no reason to not pick them. And now, I think that Riverdale has probably, you know, they were good last year. Riverdale was really good last year, too. I think that Riverdale offensively may be as good as they have been in a long time. Because last year they were really good defensively, you know. But in the last couple of years, they've been really good defensively. But this year, they're good defensively, but they're really good on offense. And I think that makes them dangerous. But Oakland is still Oakland.
Oakland's still Oakland. So Oakland's won 12 straight over the past 10 years, including regular season and playoffs. The streak, which Coach doesn't like to talk about over at Oakland, 58 straight league games, 69 over at Oakland, 49 straight against Rutherford County opponents. Can the Warriors do it tomorrow night? Yes, Danny. Riverdale has scored 40 points in five straight games, including last week's 49-7 win over Siegel. Graham is throwing the ball all over the place. Will he have time tomorrow night? You know they're going to dial up pressure.
I think that if I'm thinking Oakland game plan, it's run the football and blitz like crazy on defense.
And run the football they do, that tandem of Morris and Jones. They've combined for 2,100 yards and 31 TDs together for Oakland. So run the ball, put pressure on Riverdale. Now, again, I've seen Riverdale all season long. Graham has done a fantastic job. He is second in the state, according to Max Preps, for yardage over 2,400 yards he's thrown for this year. Montgomery is third in the state on Max Prep for yardage. But doesn't stop there. You've got Keyshawn Williams. You've got about four or five kids for Riverdale that catch the ball really, really well. I'll go back to, will he have time tomorrow night? I think you're going to get it out quick. He won't have time to sit back in the pocket because I don't think Creasy will let that boy stand back there.
No, he won't. And the kid, if you give him time, he has proven himself this year. And what makes those statistics even more impressive is how many games did he not throw the ball late in the game because they were winning, because they were up big, you know? So, I mean, if he were hit, those numbers could be even bigger, I guess is the point that I'm trying to make. So, been very impressive. I've only seen him play once, and that was first game of the year, and I was extremely impressed then with the Riverdale offense.
Well, last year he was 10 of 24, 89 yards, sacked five times. So, they've got to protect him this year if they want to have a chance. Riverdale stepped up and played this year. They've been to Germantown. They went to Henry County. Lost both of those, but they've played quality opponents. Of course, we know Oakland did as well. Riverdale hasn't played anybody in the last 5 weeks to the Oakland standard. Should be a fantastic game. Telling Danny during the break, if you want to get there, you better get there early. With construction going on, you're probably going to park over there at the middle school, over on the other side if you're going to basketball, because there's no telling what the construction and the parking has done. So, this weekend on WGNS, real quickly, Murphy's matchups tomorrow night, then countdown to kickoff with John and Rod, followed by the Battle of the Borough at 7. Saturday, the Coaches Show and the Rick Stockstill Coaches Show on Monday. Stay tuned next for, again, the award-winning.
Award-winning, he said.
Brian Barrett and John Dinkins, along with Rod, at the game.
Next, another special News Radio W.